Celebrating hooray for Coach's Day today, our next coach is Jerry Pilon, locally in Strathroy with a local business. Tell us about the business, Jerry.
I've been in Strathroy since 1996, in the main location since 1997, and we've just re-added stuff into our Watford location as well. We're the Skill Dojo, 34 Front Street West, and they either address me as Sensei or Kyoju, which means professor.
Okay, Sensei. How did you get involved in this instruction, this coaching?
I actually started at 8 years old running and had a great mentor who got me into helping the other kids and just bringing them along with me. Had a slight injury whenever I was 16 and got into martial arts. And my instructor liked what I was doing whenever I did warm-ups and kept me going. Been going ever since.
What do you get out of the experience, Jerry?
Watching people change, watching people grow from any age. My youngest is 3. My oldest was 99 before he passed away.
That's incredible. Have you experienced a big challenge or your biggest challenge in coaching?
The biggest challenge was one of the best things that I've worked on was I had a totally blind student. Actually blessed enough that he actually used to sing with Jeff Healy. So we go through and Chad's was awesome. And I learned how to movement by the way that they would know the time. So they learned the clock, and I put my students kind of through that as well.
That's actually very interesting. I want to follow up on that. How did the teaching process work? Because obviously they would not be able to see you demonstrate each move.
Well, I went off of how they do the time of their food. So the plate obviously is a circle most times. And so we'd have 12 o'clock in front. Then we'd have 1:30, 4, all those clock times of where they would position certain parts of food. So I did the same thing with their foot, with their hands.
That's a great instructional story. Thank you for that. For people wanting to get involved in coaching, any type of coaching, baseball, martial arts, swimming and all that, any advice for people wanting to get involved in coaching?
Ask lots of questions. Don't be afraid to go through and make some mistakes while you're doing it. We're all going through and just learning how to go through and work as a community as well. So that's been the biggest part is ask questions.
Is there an accomplishment you're most proud of in your career of coaching?
Actually, a good group of people go through and compete at a world-class level, a couple world champions, but it's more whenever you have the ones who aren't the ones that people expect to go through and win. They go out of their way to make everybody happier. They're the last ones to be there. They're the ones to go through and help. Like they want to cheer on everybody. Those are the best experiences.
I want to add a question because you and I know each other personally. We did a story on this last year as far as youth looking to gain skills, however they may, in protection of themselves because over the last decade, 15 years, the aspect of bullying has risen. What would you say to a youth listening in and say, hey, I'm going through this right now. Is this the right road going to see Jerry or what do I do to help protect myself?
The bigger part is talk about it. That's the hardest part that most people, they go through and get. I have a couple students who are right now, even though they've been with me since, one of them's been with me since he was 3. He's now 9. Still going through bullying. The bigger part is they don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to get other people in trouble. They're kind of our protectors. They need to stand up because I say it to this way. When they go through and they don't speak up, they're not protecting everybody, because there's always a chance that bully might go to someone else, or usually they do go to someone else. So it's that conversation of you got to talk about it. The other part is, in worst case scenario, you might have to go hands-on, and that's the scarier part. And that's why I tell all my guys, I'll teach you how to defend yourself, to fight inside the dojo, so you don't have to do it on the street or in school.
Appreciate you answering that question, Jerry Pilon, Sensei Jerry Pilon, one of our coaches on Hooray for Coaches Day today. Thanks for coming in, appreciate it, and thanks for accepting the interview as one of our features today.
Thanks for letting me come in.